Jarrell Cotton and the A's play host to the Mariners, and the young righty runs into early trouble against the dangerous Robinson Cano.
The pitch to Cano, swinging a drive, straightaway center field, backing up Decker to the one he track near the wall. Goodbye, baseball! Straightaway center field, Robbie Cano, don't you know, with his third home run of the season. And he picked the biggest part of the ballpark just to the left of the 400-foot marker. And just like that, the Mariners own a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. Robbie Cano with a home run. Now the windup in the 1-1. Rosales is swinging a drive deep into the gap in left center field. Dyson running back, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Adam Rosales sprinting around the bases. That's what he does after a home run. And the 1-0 Mariner lead short-lived. Rosales with his second home run of the season has tied the game for the A's at 1-1. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swing and a fly ball deep again left center field. Heredia going back, looking up, and this one is gone. In and out of the bleachers in left field, a two-run home run off the bat of Ryan Healy. That ball came back. Heredia is thinking the ball hit off the top of the wall, but it was called a home run by the third base umpire, Vic Carapaza. Second home run for the A's, who now lead 3-1. And the Cotton 2-2 to Motter. Swing and a fly ball into the gap, deep left center field. On the run, Decker to the one. He track reaches out and he makes the catch. Jeff Decker flags it down deep left center field, halfway onto the warning track. A well-hit ball by Taylor Motter. And that will retire the side.
He's ahead of Valencia here, 0-2. Starting off the top of the sixth, wind and the delivery. Pitch swung on and missed, struck him out. Tough day for Danny, 0-3. Here's a pitch swung on and a one hopper to the third baseman. Floof steps and throws over to Ryan Healy for out number two. Here's Cotton. Set with the 1-2 pitch, swung on and hit a worm burner to the second baseman. Jed Lowry throws over to Healy for the out. And you want to talk about a breeze. 1-2-3 go the Mariners in the top of the sixth. Nothing across.
Liam Hendricks looks in, has the sign, the set, delivers, swing and a high fly ball deep into the gap in right center field. This one is going, and this one is off the top of the wall. One run will score. Cano will score around second, heading for third. Kyle Seager. An RBI pitch, a triple for Kyle Seager, and it's a one-run ball game. And the 1-2 to Haniger, swing and a miss, and a fastball for strike three. And the ball game is over. The Oakland A's win it, a final score of 4-3, and the A's take the opening three games of this four-game series.
Ryan Mattson picks up four outs to get his first save of the season. The A's have now won five straight games, and Seattle falls to 1-9 on the road in 2017. On the heels of a four-game win streak, the Mariners have now dropped 4 of 5, and Scott Servais sees his team fall to 7-12 on the season.
Chase DeYoung actually threw the ball outstanding, you know, and he had been throwing great. I think, the sour taste he left this last time at that game in Houston, when he said, "I'm going to learn from this," and he certainly has. He handled himself really good, mixed in all his pitches, and it's kind of the guy that we thought we were getting, and really positive for us today. Keep us right in the game there, after a shaky start by Miranda.
Well, and that's the downside, is that you had to use him after Miranda just couldn't find it today.
Yeah, Ariel just didn't have much on the ball, and locating the fastball was an issue. They jumped on him early. They got some pitches up in the zone and didn't miss them. So they were very aggressive, against him today, and he really couldn't get settled in.
One hit away a couple times, and you that's sort of been the road.
It really has, yeah. I thought, that the at-bat Motter had, we found off all the pitches, hits the ball, the wall gets caught. Our guys certainly fought and battled today. Just like you said, didn't quite get the big hit when we needed it. It's been happening. It's been happening on the road a lot, but nothing wrong with our effort today. The guys are getting after it. We're just not quite getting the big hit. We're not getting the big hit when we need it.
How about the pinch hit at bat from Seager and what he showed there?
Yeah, it was a good at bat by Seegs. It was supposed to be an off day, but going into it, he knew there might be a chance. He got in there and clutched up, hit the ball good. Finally, they didn't catch one of those, and they did get that one in there. But we'll be back at it tomorrow. One of these days, we will line up the pitching with the hitting. It is bound to happen. it's baseball. It's, right now, it's not really going our way.
Did you get out of Diaz what you needed just to keep him fresh?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No, it hadn't been out there in a while. He needed to pitch and you know, kept us right there. And if we would have tied it, he'd have went back out.
What did you see that prompted that review in the eighth?
Oh, you know, they called the double play. Obviously, they returned it. Then I was asking about the slide into second base. You know, our replay guy, Chris, had mentioned, hey, it's worth a shot taking a challenge. I thought he didn't slide right into the base correctly, but, you know, they didn't have anything. They looked at it, but, you know, it didn't come back our way.
Happened with the Dyson steal attempt in the third?
Yeah, Gerard tried to, you know, delay. You know, the pitcher was quick to the plate. Cotton was quick to the plate, so he kind of took the couple shuffles and delay steal, hopefully catch him off guard. You know, obviously it didn't work.
The M's will try to avoid the series sweep on Sunday when Yovani Gallardo makes the start in Oakland.